Blog Talk Radio.
Still not loud enough. Still not fast enough.
Greetings and welcome, everyone. I'm Scott Free.
And this is Huffy Huffman, and you're listening to The Scene Extreme.
That's right, The Scene Extreme podcast is where we celebrate against the grain, anti-mainstream culture, from music, the film, sports, and the paranormal, and everything in between. My goal is to create relatable, stimulating content for like-minded individuals and bring recognition to artists from all over Ohio. It's basically how we're going about the podcast. Huffy, what are you thinking? What's your mission statement for this podcast?
Well, you know, I gotta say, I'm glad I picked you. That was so well said there. I hit it on the head on everything that this podcast is about and going to be about. And I think that everyone out there who is an extremist knows what we say when we say extreme. You know, it's not just one style of music. It's not just one style of art, period. And, yeah, it's time for the like-minded to get together, unite, support one another, help one another. That's what I'm here for. And a place in Killer Tunes. So, speaking of Tunes, it is basically our Halloween show, which is my favorite holiday. What do you think about Halloween, Scott? What comes to your mind on Halloween? Our first night we're together, it's our Halloween show. I mean, how perfect. What do you think about it?
Well, when I think of Halloween, first thing comes to mind for me naturally would be the Misfits, of course.
Absolutely.
You know, everything. Yeah, everything about them. You know. Them being horror punk and the stories about all the Halloween shows they played every Halloween, there were some monumental stories about these shows that went down, these violent misfit shows that went down on Halloween every year.
Yes,
and you know, everything about them just says Halloween to me. And they're pretty much what I think of when I think of Halloween. It's like the kind of the soundtrack to this pagan holiday.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it couldn't be said better. Yeah, it's all about the Misfits, Samhain. But yeah, the Misfits really brought in the horror aspect to its perfection, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Gotta love the Misfits.
Absolutely. Now, is there anything you wanna kick this show off with?
You know, it being a Halloween episode, I think it would only be fair to kick it off with a song from the Misfits. The song Halloween.
You're the fucking genius. Come on.
Yeah, let's hear a song right now. Listen to the Misfits.
My fire is burning bright, on the faces in the night. I remember Halloween, they got packed for gold, to the dead or out in cold. I remember Halloween. Brown leaves burning gold, with skeleton life in the world. I remember Halloween, this day, and they go, gonna buy it.
Misfits with Halloween.
How perfect, you know, of a song.
Yeah, yeah, perfect for this show, perfect for the mood and the season. Real quick, I just want to say, before we go on, the second half of our show, we'll be doing our first locals-only segment where we have an Ohio musician on, and we ask them some questions, have a little interview, and feature some of their music, just try to help out local Ohio bands. So tonight our first guest will be having Matt Newsom from the band Kingpin and from Crow Talker, and he's coming on to talk about Kingpin and talk about their new record, and we're gonna hear the whole thing. So looking forward to that on the second half of the podcast. But for now, we're going to get back to the Halloween thing, the Halloween theme. So, yeah, I heard some crazy shit in the news about the Mothman, Mothman sightings, like recently.
Yeah.
You know, what do you know about that? What do you know about
you
that, Bobby?
About the Chicago sightings?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, in that picture that everybody's like, oh, that real or fake, you know, that we've seen. Hopefully, if you haven't seen it, you're on a goddamn computer, Google it up real quick. You'll find it in a second. Anyway, it's been going on for a couple years now, and it makes you think, if it is true, and the myth or legend about Mothman is true, and there's going to be a major disaster, well, then I guess it would be kind of scary to be in Chicago right now. But, you know, it's weird. Speaking of the sightings, so these are basically new Mothman sightings, you know, something from the 60s in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. And I don't want to get on a big talk here, but I do want to say it's weird that you bring this all up, because as you know, I'm a Mothman freak, as I am anything paranormal, and I've always thought about writing a book about Point Pleasant, because there's so much more to be told in that story, in my opinion. And last week, this young lady hit me up on Facebook and sent me a message saying that she was at an airport. I'm not going to say her name, you know, I have respect. She was at an airport looking through a Mothman book, and a friend suggestion popped up of my face next to the Mothman statue. So she said she just felt the need to go ahead and send the request. Well, this young lady ends up telling me that her grandfather passed away when the bridge fell in Point Pleasant, the Silver Bridge, that horrible disaster that everybody said, you know, was the reason people were seeing the Mothman. But I thought, you know, such a weird circle that, you know, I thought about writing a book, then I thought about not writing a book. And then she gets a hold of me, and it kind of sparks another interest. And I was telling you about it earlier, and I know that she told me that her family has some weird stories with phones. And when I try to call into the show tonight, it almost about didn't happen, as you know, Scott. My phone went kaplooey, so maybe the men in black are already staring me down. I don't know. But, yeah, there's definitely a story that needs to be told, needs to be celebrated. The movie, fuck that shit. That's a piece
of shit love story
that only shares the title of the goddamn book. You know what I mean? Like, what? And,
yeah.
You know, I've talked to all the original witnesses. I've talked to all of them. Every single one of them has told me they didn't even get a fucking invite to this shit movie that is supposed to be about their story but completely wasn't. And then instead of using Point Pleasant as a town that they, you know, could have used some movie money, I'm sure the town could have, they go and build a place in Pittsburgh that looks like Point Pleasant. You know, it's all around bad. Fuck that movie. I'm really against it. I'm really against the title of it because the title of the book, and it's a misrep. You know, it's not that at all. It's a made-up love story with Richard Gere. Fucking kill me, you know.
No. That's funny. Richard Gere, he's the main star in that. You know what I heard about Richard Gere? I thought that was kind of funny. I heard that Richard Gere is butt hungry for gerbils.
Yes, I heard that too. I heard he likes to tape them up. And
yep.
He's butt hungry
for gerbils.
Yeah, he must.
I don't know if that story's true. I don't like to slander. Yeah,
right.
I don't know if the story's true.
I don't know if the story's true, but I know some gerbils who know some gerbils, and word is they know some people who got some of their own kind that got wrapped up in duct tape and sent up the ass of Richard Gere. Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck Richard Gere.
Yeah, the hell with that guy. Fucking ruined the Mothman movie. Okay, Scott, I know that you did. I did want to mention on something else. I'm glad tonight that we do have a local guest later on tonight. And I think it's a fitting guest because Kingpin's been such a staple, you know, in Columbus for such a long time that they played on a lot of shows that I did in Portsmouth. I put on for you guys, as you know. And, you know, I really can't wait to, as unfortunately, Rami, the bass player, passed away. And I definitely want to give a RIP out to that young man. And I can't wait to have Matt on the show tonight telling us some stories.
Absolutely. Rest in peace, Rami. Shout out to Rami. Rest in peace, brother.
Yep. Hope you're smoking one up there in the sky, brother.
You know he is.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
a weird thing about
that big old bag.
It's a weird thing about bass players. Doesn't it seem like we lose a lot of bass players?
Man, it just seems way too many.
Yeah, it just seems like one after another, like bass players seem to I don't know, pass more often than other members of bands. That's why that's why I switched to guitar. I don't want to die right now. So,
right, there you go. Be a guitar player. Yeah. Worked for that guy Rolling Stones for how long now?
Playing it safe. On another note about Halloween, we were talking about Samhain, right, which is Danzig's band after the Misfits. Which the whole band itself it revolves around Halloween. Samhain is also known as Samhain. It's pronounced in Gaelic. It has to do with November's Coming Fire, which is November 1st at October 31st at midnight when it changes to November. There's an old legend about Samhain, which is the ghost of Halloween. They say, this is kind of trippy, but they say that on Halloween, the ghost of Halloween, Samhain, he flies around through all the graveyards in the world, just flying in between up and down the roads. And if you happen to be standing in the graveyard and he runs, if you're in his path at midnight when that clock turns to November 1st, if you're in his path, he will take your soul straight out of your body and take you straight down to hell with him. The legend. That's the legend
trippy.
Of Samhain. That's what supposedly happens.
That's trippy. Well, you know, speaking of hell, here's some hell that I'm sure that you could chime in on. Ooh. Scott, what is your opinion on the original Misfits reunion that they're doing? That they are billing as the original lineup?
Right, the quote-unquote original Misfits lineup. Okay,
yes.
Well, I'm sure you know where I'm going to probably go with this, but first off, right off the bat, it's false advertising, calling it the original Misfits, because anyone who's a real Misfits fan knows that this is not the original Misfits lineup. Yeah, two of the originals are there, Glenn Danzig and Jerry Only, but Jerry Only's brother Doyle didn't join the Misfits until way later into their career. So, you know, there's two guys from the original Misfits. So to call it the original lineup is a huge stretch. Another thing, I think they're really milking this, man. I really think they're milking this. Instead of doing something special for the fans that have stuck with them for decades, all this time, and doing a proper tour and charging normal ticket prices and bringing it to all the real fans, what do? They choose these one-off shows and charge $400 a ticket, something crazy. I would never pay that much to any band. I think it's highway robbery. I think it's a shitty thing to do to your fans who have supported you all this time. So that's what I feel about the original Misfits lineup reunion show.
Yeah, so unpunk charging and prices too, you know? How unpunk.
Perfect, yes. Unpunk, that's right.
You know, this is what I love about, you know, this is the first show, people. You know, we're working some kinks out. But this is what I love about it, is you're going to hear someone tell you straight up, right there, like Scott did, about how this is a fucking bullshit tour that they are. I mean, does Danzig need money that bad that he has to bill something that's not the original as the original? And then you got people who out, you know, telling you, dude, you know the original Misfits are back together? And I'm like, really? Because they're not. You've got two guys, like you said, you've got two fucking guys. It's not the original lineup. You don't need to call it that to make money and do a proper tour. They fucked it all up. So, welcome to Danzig's world, I guess.
I guess. Yeah, it's not right. And, you know, one thing cool about it, I guess, is Dave Lombardo from Slayer is playing drums, which is kind of cool. But it
absolutely,
it, you know,
yeah.
But it still doesn't make it worth $300-$400 a ticket. You know, I don't think any band's worth that. I think it's ridiculous.
No. There's no way any band is worth that. Yeah, I mean, everything that they could have ticked is done wrong with this doing this tour. It's just all fucked up. You know, it sickens me as a fan, because I think you feel it and I feel it as real fans of the Misfits, a spit in our face and asking us to pay $400 to see two original members. You know, fuck that shit.
Yeah, not cool. Not cool. It's pretty disappointing because, you know, I would love to go.
Oh my God. Yeah. I want
you
on the show, Danzig.
Yeah, come on the show, Glenn, and explain yourself here.
Yeah,
we want to know,
and we can talk maybe about your incident of the time you pushed the guy on the internet and he fucking floored you. pushes
Pluto.
Ooh, don't touch me! I'm Glenn Danny. Pop. And, you know,
he got floored by Bluto.
Yeah, fucking A, man.
I think that hurt their career. That guy was from the Northside Kings, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
apparently a hardcore band. And I think the guy thought it was going to help his career, you know, and maybe they would blow up, you know, by being, you know, the band with the guy who knocked Danzig out. But I think it actually
right.
hurt the guy's career, because you ever hear anything from the Northside Kings? I don't.
Oh, you hear
I heard
the
nothing.
Knockout.
That's
on
it.
On the internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally right. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess it ruined their music career, but it's given me many a laugh. And I still laugh about it to this day. You know, it's almost like on a future podcast, we will get into a fuck. Scott
yes,
knows about
yes.
my Rex Rocker story. And we don't have time for it on the first show. I'll get to it. And let's just say, fuck Rex Rocker. Yeah, cock knocker. So, whatever. Something I did want to bring up that I still, not enough people are talked about, was it's Halloween, and Scott and I are from Ohio. And one of the bands that put death metal on the map is True Gore Death Metal, Necrophagia from Ohio. Their singer passed away a few months ago. His name was Killjoy. He was brilliant. He fucking had sick vocals. He was ahead of his time. I look for, you know, after people die, they kind of, other people start to finally take notice and get cred. I think one day he'll get even bigger cred than he gets, because he does not get what he deserves. But he passed away, and I want to give my condolences to him and his family. He was a good guy. I was in contact with him back in the early 2000s. Super nice guy, you know. If he felt you was real, you know, he would give you his phone number and, you know, say, call me and talk to me. You know, he was he's a legend, and the legend of Killjoy needs to be respected more, and his work needs to be respected more, and on a greater scale than it is now. But A, it's extreme easy for extreme people. So I do want to kick off with a Necrophagia song for Halloween. This song is called Embalmed. Yeah, I Breathe.
Guys, I'm going to have to say that the song didn't upload. So you're going to have to skip that
Whoa.
One.
Man.
All right, sorry. We're not going to be able to play that song for you tonight. It didn't upload. My bad. Technical difficulties. That would be my fault. I'll take the blame for that
it's
one.
It's our first show, man.
I have a concern real quick. I'm thinking, since we're all connected here, I have to message Matt to tell him to call in. I don't think I can shoot a message while I'm connected through the phone. How am I supposed to let him know to call?
I tell you what, and he's got to hit one. By it. Everyone is hearing our stuff on air on how to get on air here with us. Telling him you need to call that number, hit one, just like we did. If you need to call or get off the phone for a second.
I'm gonna have to hang up to get a hold of it. I thought he didn't have to hit one.
Yeah, you have to hit one. You both do.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
All right, I'll be right back with y'all.
Okay. Sorry, my buddy Scott Free. We are having some technical difficulties tonight with songs uploading, getting people punched through. But, hey, this is show one. By show 420, we'll have it perfected. That's my opinion. And that really sucks that the Necrophagia song didn't play. Like I said, R.I.P. to Killjoy. Live on forever, Gore forever, my friend. And, you know, I still can't get over me and Scott talking about the Misfits. I still can't get over that, like, more people aren't appalled at this. The whole fucking thing. Where are the people talking about this?
He is back. Sorry about that.
You're back. Nice.
This is a learning, learning
how
experience.
Much I agree with. I couldn't get over the Misfit thing. Sickens me, especially the what they're asking for prices or tickets. Come on.
Well, our guest is should be calling in anytime. Matt Newsom from Kingpin, who will be joining the show here shortly. So,
great band.
This is gonna be cool.
Great band. You know, those guys. They did so many shows, and I would promote shows for Gorilla Welfare back in the day. And as you know, Kingpin played on a lot of those shows. And, man, they always brought it, and they were always the nicest, down-to-earth guys. I'm glad to hear that they're still going, for sure.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad they got things back together. Always been a fan of the band. Always tried to do shows with them as much as possible. I've known Matt for a long time. I've seen him in quite a few different bands, but I think Kingpin by far would be my favorite out of all of the bands he's been in, for sure.
Yeah, they're killer, man. They are Ohio hardcore. For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
I agree.
So we got Matt calling in yet? No? Okay.
I don't think so yet.
No,
but,
nothing yet.
All right. Well,
okay.
I guess we'll just keep shooting the shit until he calls. But
absolutely. It has now gone from the scenic stream to shooting the shit.
Yeah, what are you doing for Halloween this year, man? You passing out candy?
All right, guys, your guest, Matt, is on the line. Matt's coming on right now.
All right.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Matt, how's it going, buddy?
Yeah.
Everybody,
good.
We got Matt. Yeah, we got Matt Newsom from Kingpin on the line, and we're going to have
Matt,
a little talk.
Matt, how's it going, brother?
Hey,
we're gonna listen to some of his music, and we're gonna have a talk. So, without further ado, man, let's get this started.
Thanks for putting on the show. I think we got a lag.
Yeah, we might have a little bit of that going on. So, we're working these kinks out. So just bear with us.
Right.
So, all right, first off, I want to start by saying, man, our condolences for y'all's loss. You guys just lost Rami. We all just lost Rami a few months back, Kingpin's bass player. We're really sorry. You know, if anyone can relate with that, I can. I just want from the Scene Extreme podcast to offer our condolences to you, buddy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, that was a hard one. Yeah, like I said, going back to, you feel my pain with, Gabe, or our pain, I mean, it's, the same, man, that one did hurt that me and Nick, we got just so much time, with the guy. So thank you so much. So yeah, rest in peace, Rami.
Yeah, totally. I just regret that. I just regret that I didn't get to spend more time with him than I did.
Yeah, that was same here. You know, we reconnected after years, but there at the end, man, it was like old times again.
Yeah, right. All right, well, why don't you, speaking of Kingpin, why don't you sum up like a brief history, man, of the band, how you got it together? Because before Kingpin started, the last I remember, last band, I believe, if I'm not correct, I remember it was Call for Violence was the last thing I remember you doing before Kingpin. So,
yeah. Yeah, Call for Violence ended up being a thing that Rami put together with some kids in Hilliard. I mean, he told me, he's like, you got to hear this drummer. I mean, this kid is 14, Mike Hartley. Kid was amazing. So we did that. And then when we got rid of the guitar player in that band, and I took over singing, and then me and Rami started talking. We're like, you know, headhunting a guy up north, Nick Wigg. Me and Rami went up, you know, we kind of recruited him to come in with Kingpin. Luckily, he came in, and then that's when we, you know, kind of went under the name Kingpin, kind of reintroducing ourselves. And that was, we say 98, 99. I'm horrible with dates.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So then, yeah, so then from there, you know, Kingpin, we played a ton. I mean, you know, all the way down to, you know, people remember the warehouse. Rami, you know, was doing his own thing there. He believed in DIY, so, you know, doing that. So we got approached with Stillborn Records back then. That's, of course, when things happened, you know, with me and my arrest. So then Kingpin kind of had its ups and downs. We say there's a Kingpin curse. I think the curse is real. So summing
right.
up, though, and still doing it today. So, you know, we actually got back together, I think it's been about 2 years ago.
Okay. Now Stillborn Records, that's Jamie Joss's label, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, Rami was handling that. He was talking between with them, but then when my arrest went through, that's when Rami would say, he's like, man, he's like, we blew it. You know, so kind of lost the deal then.
Really?
So
Matt, I mean, if you don't care, what lost you the deal? I mean, you know, I know you said you wouldn't care
because
at all.
I got it. Yeah, so when I got arrested for aggravated drug trafficking, you know, so that ended up really, you know, sealing me down to where once that all went down, I couldn't go out of Ohio. I was,
wow.
You know, locked in there for 7 years.
Wow.
So, and things were already kind of, you know, getting bad on my end. So by the time we had a show in Dayton with the band, somebody was going to interview us. The whole thing, the whole night went nuts. And then I ended up quitting Kingpin the next day. And then I just needed my time away. So I think that was in like 2008. And then Nick Wigg,
wow.
You know, he took over full time, you know, for vocals and guitar. And then the band scaled down to a 3-piece and continued on pretty aggressively.
Well, you know, I hate to hear that that's why you lost the record deal over. I would hope that the hardcore family, with Jamie Josta talking like he is part of it, would be more supportive and would have, you know, still gave you
the
deal.
Yeah, I didn't know all the everything that went on that side of it because I said that was Rami was handling it. It was from that time that when Hatebreed played the Outrosa, you know, they ended up at that point, that's when they were like, you know, approached us about it. So Rami was dealing with it with them. And then, like I said, he just said after it was all that had, you know, all been done and stuff, he just said, he's like, it's not happening. So whether that was it or some other thing, but it kind of lined up.
Yeah. You didn't post a selfie of you eating like a cheeseburger or anything, did you, to piss him off?
Right.
I'm going to post
that's
one
funny.
Just to piss him off. You should have signed Kingpin. You're fucking crazy.
I didn't realize that Nick went on with Kingpin. I didn't realize that happened.
I booked him twice down here, and he was doing that just by.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know where I was at. But.
They even recorded there's a full album, which became more like the well-known Kingpin material that people knew right then, because that's when, you know, Kingpin's already getting into a lot of places, and then I said I was gone, so then Wig actually has, I mean, he has a different vocal style, but it's great, it worked, and I said they did a full recording for that.
No shit, that's cool. Shout out to Nick. What brought the reunion on? What made you guys decide to get the old, how did you decide to go back to the band and you guys decided to do a record?
Well, Wig ended up hitting me up. I said, I think it's been about 2 years ago. And he's like, hey, if, you know, we could put Kingpin back together, he's like, you know, not be as full time as we were, you know, would you be into it? And I was like, you know, yeah. I was like, you know, how's Rami feel about it? He's like, well, I'm still working that angle. He's like, but we've been getting together writing a lot. He's like, we got a bunch of new material, you know. So finally we all, you know, Rami was like, yeah. So we all got back together and it clicked just like, you know, just like it always did. So the songs that we recorded on this EP were the last songs that we had 100% complete with Rami.
Mm-hmm.
So then, so that's where that got in. I didn't even have the lyrics written, 100% for the song. So when we end up putting stuff together and that the song Honor His Name, it just clicked. So it actually was nice that we actually have a pretty good tribute to him as well that we turned one of the songs into.
Yeah, absolutely. Great song.
Yeah, man. Can we play one of them songs? What's up with that?
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So what's the name of it?
This is the way.
Okay. Nice. Okay, that one. What was the name of that song, Matt?
That one's called The Wait.
That was The Wait.
W-E-I-G-H.
Okay, what's the name? What's the name of the EP? Do you guys have a title for it?
The title for it right now is Honor His Name. We're going to kind of get in a rush because, you know, if you haven't seen, I had some recent medical issues. So right now I'm playing out that there may be a surgery, so I'm going to put a rush. So we may go, you know, we're definitely was solid with, you know, just calling the EP Honor His Name. It was going to do a front cover with Rami. And a back cover, and just for a quick rush. So we're thinking that maybe like these first 100 will be a limited, you know, thing, and then we'll touch up things that, you know, after that.
Absolutely, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was a great song, man. I like all these
put
new
me
songs.
Down for a copy.
Yeah, no doubt. I was listening. I've been listening to this stuff all day. I'm really digging it. Why don't you tell us the current lineup? Who all's jamming with you now? Who's all in Kingpin?
Okay, so the current lineup is of course me and Wig, and then Joseph on guitar. Joseph actually had been in Kingpin a while back when we did another incarnation of it, and then Joe came back. I don't know, a couple of years he ended up going on. He was playing with the Gooch with Rami, so, you know, he said, and he came right back into Kingpin, and he knows our stuff like a glove. And then KB has been playing drums. He's been playing drums for Kingpin. Again, I'm more bad with dates, but I have to say for the last 8 years or so. So, you know, he's more he's been there the longest. And then recently we brought in Lance Lipperman on bass, and Lance had a long history with Rami. Me and Lance jammed in bands previous, and then me, him, and Rami had a band. And then him and Rami had a band after that. You know, and he played in the Gooch with Rami, so it made sense bringing him in on bass. He, again, knows the shit. He loves the music, so it works.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else I want to ask you here?
One quick point here before I forget it. And that is, I do want to shout out to the guy who me and Scott's probably may pull his hair out of his head tonight, Barry Frost. You and Eric Brown both kick ass. Go listen to the podcast. Do me a favor, trust me, listen to these guys talk about wrestling and fucking all kinds of other shit. I just had to plug that in. I had to thank that guy, Barry, because Barry has had his hands full with us tonight, to say the least. So
thanks,
sorry,
Barry,
for the interruption on the Kingpin stuff, but
yeah,
we had to shout out to them and
yeah,
their podcast. Fucking
shout out
ass
to Barry.
Thanks, Barry.
Thanks, Barry.
Okay.
So I just wanted to ask you about your health real quick. Are you all right? Everything all right with you, or what's going on?
Everything seems like it's getting better. Like, I don't know, it was last year, man, fucking like May. I was in at work, and then like just nonstop my side and everything kept hurting me. And I was realizing that stuff wasn't getting better. And that was even one thing, you know, because me and Rami always talked about shit that was bothering us. So I ended up by October made it to a doctor, and they found out that my gallbladder was dead. Like, it just wasn't doing anything. And I already had a history of pancreatitis, so it kept flaring up my pancreatitis. So when they removed my gallbladder, now my pancreas has been in a way worse position than they thought. So I just got tested for, you know, cancer. They found a cyst there. Luckily, that came back negative. So next, they got a couple surgeries they're talking about of, you know, from putting stents in it to actually removing it. But they're all going to have severe downtime. So, again, that's why we were kind of, you know, thinking about rushing the CD because we wouldn't, if I go into surgery, what they're talking about, we won't be able to release, do anything for the release.
Damn, right, sorry, right, man, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing all right, though. Sounds like you're gonna pull through it all right.
Yeah, definitely, once you get the news and said that others being scared of them, they said that we found a mask and everything, and I've seen a lot of people recently in my circle, like, posting, you know, things of like, oh, man, and then, you know, find out it's not, so, you know, I said, put me in a better spirit.
All right. Well, on that note, why don't we, let's hear another song off the new EP. Let's hear One Life.
Right on.
Kingpin coming off the new EP, and we're here with Matt Newsom, the vocalist for Kingpin.
Right.
So Bobby, you got anything you want to ask our friend Matt here?
Well, you know, there is a weird connection here between me and Matt. Well, my mother's maiden name is the same as Matt. It's Newsom. And it's with the E, which Matt can tell you is usually pretty rare. So, hey, it's, you know, it's fucking Ohio. We're probably related somewhere. And just, you know, don't fucking know.
You know, yeah,
we're apples on a tree.
Yeah, I mean, it's with the E, man. You know, it's probably there, man.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you look at it, especially given it's like the Kentucky and West Virginia route, so.
Yeah, and all of mine are mostly Kentucky, like Carter County, all that area.
Yeah, say mine. Mine's down like
mine
were
all actually like. They made their way to Kentucky because they were like, most of my family, when I look back, like, and trace some of it, they were all fucking like murderers going to other states. And Kentucky ended up being like the place they all went, I guess. So, those are
crazy fucking
Appalachian stories. Yeah, exactly. Down here in fucking Pills Mouth, Ohio.
Pills Mouth, yeah.
You know, remember the shows at the state at the State Bar, Matt?
State Bar.
Yeah, on like the main. Like, man, you guys probably opened for Gorilla there like three or four times.
Oh, we did. Yeah. That was, yeah, that was the bar. Yeah, I like that place.
Yeah, yeah. Those are some killer-ass fucking shows. Miss those days for sure.
Does that place still exist?
It shut down because, well, the guy that owned it was a fucking idiot, for one. And he let pretty much our crew run that place. So, you know, if you went in there with 25 cents in your pocket, you came out with $40 drunk buzz, you know, so it's no wonder he went out of business.
his reverse.
You know, right. He fucking made the bartender the wrong people for him, the right people for me. But yeah, that place was killer for a long time. It was a place, really, really, really good place to have shows. I remember some pretty packed shows there.
Yeah, it was good times. I hate to say this, but we're running out of time, so let's hear another song off the new Kingpin. Well, we got about 8 minutes left for the conclusion of the
Kingpin,
first episode.
Man. Yeah.
So
let's
hear Indolent. Have any shows coming up that you want to plug, or a website or anything like that you want to get a plug in?
Right now we don't have any shows yet to announce, but we on Facebook. I can't remember. I think it's just, you can find it under Kingpin as the Sullivan Avondale sign on the pictures. So that's how you can find us there.
Cool. Is there an official release date for the EP yet?
No, like I said, that's kind of, like, again, it's one of those things that I was wanting us to take our time with it, but kind of rushing it now. So I'm shooting for, you know, depending on what, I got a doctor's appointment, you know, shortly, depending on that, you know, if it's going to be one of those surgeries, like I said, it'd probably be December that I'd be looking at doing something.
Right. Okay.
Well,
right.
So you're premiering the show, the songs on the show tonight.
Right.
Yeah, we get
the
exclusive.
Wow.
Yeah.
We get the exclusive.
How fucking cool.
We appreciate
you, Matt. Matt, we thank you a lot. Scott and I will be back in November, here in a couple weeks, for another show. But I think we have Kingpin on, and we have access to the new album, so I say we go out on a song. What about you, Scott?
I agree, and I just want to say, Matt, thanks so much for coming on, buddy. We appreciate it, and we wish you all the luck in the world with your health, and hope to see you real soon playing out and bouncing back, and thanks for giving us the exclusive with the new music, man. We really appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I could have been more stoked when you guys announced that you were putting this thing, your podcast together. So thanks so much for letting me be part of it. And thanks for giving us an outlet to, broadcast it out, too. I mean,
it was an honor, man. Honor
and
honor.
Could be there.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for doing it. And we'll talk to you soon. And we're gonna go out with the song I'm Over It from the new Kingpin EP.
Thanks, guys.
You talk about loyalty like you believe in it. So quick to turn your back, I'm fucking over it. What's your reason? What the fuck are you thinking?
Kingpin off their new EP. Thanks again, Matt, for coming on and being our first musical guest for our Locals Only segment on the Scenic Stream podcast.
Peace out, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in.